Welcome to Blind Level Tech. This isn't just accessible tech talk. This is technology on a whole new level. We're showing you just how possible it is to live the life you want.
Hello, greetings, and especially happy frickin' 2025, everybody, and welcome to Blind Level Tech. I am the host, Evan Starnes, and today I've got another treat for you guys. Last week, we reran the episode entitled Pipes to Wipes and Sandwich Bites, and I hope you all enjoyed that episode. It's a classic, a good throwback to the old days of BLT when Jonathan and I were doing the show. And this episode, this week, is going to actually be another rerun, but wait, don't go away, because we're going to be rerunning the Peace Out 2023 episode. And mainly I wanted to do this as kind of a way to reflect on where we were and where I was personally 2023 2024, as to where I am now, because a lot has happened. Let's just say that. Especially this year. A quick little blurb of this year. I took over the show. I took over hosting Blind Level Tech. And my goodness, we've had a lot of fantastic guests. I don't want to name names because I don't want to pick favorites. And I should say, this year, Kelvin Crosby became my co-host. And that was a learning curve for me, because Kelvin is a very strong personality, a very energetic one. I'm not. I'm kind of the more like, hey, everybody, how's it going? Kind of the more chill, laid back kind of dude. So I had to kind of adapt my style, and also, you know, try and figure out how to run a show. And it was a fantastic learning experience for me. Anyway, without any further ado, we're going to go ahead and jump into Peace Out 2023. And we will be back to our regularly scheduled programming on January 8th with Deborah Erickson from the Blind Kitchen blog. Stick around, grab your favorite sandwich or whatever, your cup of coffee, that's what I've got over here, and enjoy Peace Out 2023.
42, Blue 42.
Hey bud, what's up, man?
How you doing?
Doing pretty good.
Are you in the office?
I am. Yeah, I'm chilling.
I didn't know if you'd be in the office today or...
Nice.
Sounds good. Looks good. What are you up to today?
Well, I am trying to finish auditing all of our active English volunteers. We had a lovely intern, or have a lovely intern that did all the Spanish ones already, so I don't have to, but...
Yeah. Very cool.
Yeah, it's... definitely headphone fatigue is very real. And
yes,
particularly with these JVCs I'm wearing, I think I can take it for about 2 hours, and I got to take these off because they just get sweaty.
Yeah, you got to get some the Apple AirPods Max.
I do, actually. I was wondering if those would actually. I imagine those would be good for editing, because I have the audio, the cable, so I can use them wired.
Oh yeah. Yep.
But they're awesome. I use those things. Those are like my daily, just messing around the, you know, listening to music and podcasts headphones.
Yeah.
But they're lovely.
Yeah, for sure. I wouldn't recommend them necessarily for mixing and mastering like music, but for just editing and kind of getting general levels and general mixes on what we're doing. Absolutely. They're perfect.
Yeah.
They're great.
They sound great. I got a pair of Sonys that I like.
Oh, nice. What kind of Sonys?
Oh, I don't remember. They're like the studio monitors, the very infamous ones that you've actually, they've been, they're in Back to the Future, actually, apparently.
Oh.
And they have like the curly cord and the...
Oh, yeah.
I love those things.
I have no idea what they're called. I don't remember, but...
No, but they're studio monitors.
Yeah. Very nice. Well, how was Christmas, man?
Christmas was awesome. I honestly... I got to pay my rent. Yay. Yay. Merry Christmas to me. Actually, it was wonderful. I got to spend some time with family. I flip-flopped this year because my sister is right. a Christmas baby.
Yep.
And I usually go to that, to my mom's side of the house, or mom's side, Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
And yeah, as you can tell, I'm still recovering from the holidays.
Mm-hmm. I think we both are. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, dude, for sure. And then, yeah, Christmas Day, I go to, I go spend it with my dad's side of the family. Yeah, it's always a good time, always. But yeah, I flip-flopped. I ended up going over Christmas Eve. It was still great.
Nice.
And food was still as always wonderful, even though I had no, I did, you know, I did not do any preparations or any of that myself. You know, it was okay. All my family's work, but nice.
What's your favorite thing?
Oh, still, it's always going to be either the pickles that we make. We make homemade pickles every year. And they're usually out on a big giant plate, and they're usually gone nice. By the time, you know, the party's over. But that or Pizzelles.
Oh, that's right. That's
yeah. Right. Oh, my gosh. I love Pizzelles. Homemade Pizzelles, nice. Man.
Yeah, Christmas for us was pretty eventful. I mean, it always is when you have 10 or 11 people. All day long around, and it's just a lot of fun. Lots of games, lots of laughter, lots of presents. Oh my gosh.
Until like 1 p.m. you said.
We actually went until it was closer to about 2. I think we had to push lunch back a little bit, or dinner, or our normal dinner time. So it usually goes long. We're used to that, but it's so much fun just being around the family. My brothers were in town, from Oklahoma. So I really nice. Enjoyed getting to spend some good time with them. Don't get to spend nearly as much time with them as I would generally like to, but you know, that's the nature of the beast when you've got family out of state. So I hope everybody had an amazing Christmas and looking forward to New Year's. And Evan, you got any fun plans for New Year's Eve?
I'm probably going to just go hang out with a buddy. I have a friend that's been going through a lot just because of his parents. They're trying to – he's not interested in going to college because he's a coder. And like he just sits around – when he's not at school or whatever, he's at the computer coding and writing programs. And,
wow.
Yeah, he's doing all sorts of crazy stuff. And now he's like, I want to jump ship and do audio. So he's thinking of going to like Arapahoe Community College or something, which would make sense. But his parents are making him fill out all these college essays and stuff.
Sure.
And
yep.
trying to – and you know, he loves it, obviously. It's his favorite thing. And right. so, yeah, we're going to party hard, play hard, you know,
nice.
And probably make a bunch of stupid audio and get stupid. And it's going to be fun.
Just don't post it anywhere.
Nope. Except Dropbox.
That's right.
We have like a folder of crap that we made. We used to like make recordings of us just in binaural because I have these Roland binaural earbuds.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yep.
They're pretty good. And we used to just record ourselves playing like Bop It or some stupid stuff like that.
My kids found a Bop It at my grandparents a couple of weeks ago. And they're like, Dad, what in the world is this? I was like, it's a game. And they're like, what? It. How do you play it? And so I turned it on and they were mesmerized for hours. It was fantastic.
Oh, that's awesome.
Although I can't stand the after about 5 minutes of hearing Bop it.
Twist it.
Pull it. Yeah. Uh-huh. Oh my gosh.
Does it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I can't. After. Yeah. Just 5 minutes of that. I'm just like, shut up.
Oh man. They only made one Bop It with a headphone jack. It was the Bop It Extreme 2.
See, I never got that far. I just had the one Bop It, and that was all I could handle. I
the
just,
original.
Like, never ever. Yeah. No, we had the one that looks like a race car wheel.
Oh yeah.
So I mean, yeah. It was fun. It was fun while it lasted. I still maintain the high score, so I'm okay with that.
Right.
Anyway, so today's show is fun because we're going to be looking at the 2023 year in review. Now, this is not a year-end review for Blindsight necessarily, or Blindsight, Blind Level Tech. Oh my gosh. You know, I have a hard time when it comes to uploading shows because I get all these shows backwards and I'm looking at anyway. Blind Level Tech for 2023 and year in review. We actually started this podcast. I think our first episode came out on March 6th or that first week of March. And so this is just a culmination of what has happened up to this point. Evan, what are some of the highlights for you when you think about what we've done over the last 9 months-ish.
Well, I'll tell you, this has definitely been a crazy train. If you may remember from that very first episode, it started off in a really big and epic way, and it is continuing in a really big and epic way.
Yeah.
We have grown, like, I want to say exponentially, but I don't think that's the right word. Tremendously.
Yeah.
But we've gotten a lot of really cool devices, mm-hmm. Including but not limited to, like, the Simi cane.
Yeah.
The what's the guy's name from the I mix up his last name, but he was from that Braille place. I'm so sorry, forgetting your name if you're listening.
Clovernook.
Clovernook, yes, Clovernook. We had them on to talk. We had Mohammed Lajer with the Mohammed Sparrow. Lashir.
Yeah.
Lashir. Eloquence pronounces it Lodger. To talk about what's happening with JAWS, and that's still in the works. It's really exciting. We've talked about things like headphones, power banks, earbuds. That's kind of the same boat, but phone accessories, the blind shell, which is a phone.
Yeah, that was fun.
We've covered a lot. We've also just kind of refined the show. You know, when a podcast, you know, first takes off, it goes through growth spurts and changes. Mm-hmm. We added our sandwich of the week segment. We've been getting a lot more guests. People have actually been like requesting to be on the show. Like, hey, I've been listening to the show for a while. Useful information, or I work for this company. I'd love to be on. So we've been getting a lot of guests that have been coming out of the woodwork.
Who, I think I already know the answer to this question, but who was your favorite guest?
Oh, my favorite guest. Oh, Kelvin Crosby. I'm not allowed to have favorites, I know, but Kelvin
Crosby.
He's
pretty cool.
Yeah. I thought of him this morning. I was drinking out of that coffee cup that he made.
Yep.
He's got that whole blind potter site, and oh my gosh, that is so highly underrated. Yep. Great holiday gifts, by the way, for the next year, by the way. Just saying.
Oh, yeah.
I
don't know if he has any of those left. I don't know. Did he stop doing them?
I don't know if he did. I haven't checked.
I thought he said he was going to stop doing the mugs, but I could be very wrong. Kelvin, reach out if you're listening to this, because I don't remember if you said you were going to do those mugs or not. Anyway, Kelvin's a big fan of the show, and he listens all the time. So big shout out to him.
Absolutely.
He's pretty awesome. One of my favorite episodes was the episode we did with Chris Peltz and Blind Grilling and really the field, the table kind of discussion. And it was so cool just to hear his take on being able to grill, the technology around it, the meat thermometers, and how those weren't nearly as accessible as we anticipated them to be, and how some of the quick read thermometers were not the best to use because they gave you inaccurate information. So that was really cool. I also appreciated the fact that he's a big hunter, and that to me was pretty special.
And his podcast, The Blind Grilling Experience, is awesome.
It is. Very much so.
He's got a bloody, what the hell is that thing called? It's a Rodecaster. He's got a Rodecaster.
Yeah.
And so we got to kind of see that bad boy demo. That was fun.
That was very cool. And so I hope to be getting one of those this year. I've got a long list of things that I want to get for not only myself, but for work and for the house and for all that kind of stuff. And actually, one of my absolute favorite thing over this last year has been, honestly, your growth, Evan. You have, like, when we first started this endeavor, you were excited and scared all at the same time, and you didn't know how it was going to come off naturally. And when we first started, it was very kind of rehearsed, and this is Evan Starnes, and I'm going to be talking about technology and like all. And now we're just kind of
sandwiches.
And I'm so proud of the growth that you have achieved over the last 9 months, and just to see you come out of that shell and has been a lot of fun. And so I appreciate you. I appreciate the work that you're doing, and it's been so much fun. And we're going to have so many, you mentioned guests. We have had guests from Australia, from Europe, from India, and where else am I missing? I feel like I'm missing somewhere.
I feel like,
I mean, US, of course, but where,
why does South Africa? I don't know, for some reason.
That probably.
I don't know.
But anyway, we've got literally all over the world. Here's what we need you guys to do. Number one, keep sending us people because we'll reach out and they love being on the show. So that's the first thing. Second of all, tech questions and tips. We have quite a few that we're going to get to in the next year. So be on the lookout for that. But we are going to prioritize those people who call in and leave a voicemail. So if you want to call in and get a tech tip or advice or something like that, leave a voicemail and we'll put your voicemail on the air. Anyway, it's so cool to see our growth. And I don't know, there's something special about what we're doing, and we've got some amazing things coming up for 2024. Evan, what are you looking forward to for 24?
Well, I'm looking forward to keeping what we've got, but building off of it and kind of doing a little bit of a revamp. Actually starting next year, obviously, besides the fact that I'm going full time, will also be kind of sort of, what do you want to call it? Co-producing? Sort of the show.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to be kind of adding my own Evan elements to it. there have been some podcasts that I've listened to in the past that have had things like hands-on demos and stuff that I've really liked, but
yeah,
it does take, you know, quite a bit of work, and it's a lot longer than just producing a show with voiceover and stuff. And that's not to say we haven't had a lot of fun elements in our show, is because trust me, we have. Go listen to our top five holiday episode.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
If you
I went a little crazy with that one.
Oh, that was a blast, dude. That was a blast. But I do intend to be doing a lot more crazy, cool audio things with the show. I think we're still going to, you know, keep the same format. And but yeah, a lot of people have overwhelming – well, not an overwhelming amount, but a tremendous amount of people have requested those demos and stuff. So, you know, you're going to hear a lot more of that. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I know I'm hyper focusing on those, but I'm kind of excited to make them, you know?
Absolutely. So, as you should be.
And I'm excited to get to produce the show. When I first started here at AfterSight, I actually started producing AfterSight for the first 24, 25 episodes. And then, you know, eventually we grew and we actually needed somebody full time to produce podcasts for us. And, but Blind Level Tech was just an idea that it just came up in a meeting. It was like, we're talking about a podcast where, you know, we could just talk tech and banter back and forth and have a good time. And it was just like, the way I remember it was you were just like, I got it. Blind Level Tech. Yep. Let's do it. Let's make it happen. And that's really how it started. It didn't, you know, there wasn't a lot of like, you know, we want to produce a podcast dedicated to technologies.
There wasn't a whole lot of planning. We're just like, yeah, we want to do this. And that we did it.
It happened.
So it was fun.
Absolutely.
I'm looking forward to all the amazing people that we get to touch. And reach and make sure that they are getting the right technical advice and skills and all that cool stuff. And, you know, there's going to be, I am taking a step back from this show so that Evan can kind of move into that. But we're part of the other reason that I'm taking a step back for this show. Now, I'll still be on the show every week, but I will be adding another show, which we can't really describe. You know, mention.
We can't really disclose it. It's a surprise.
Yeah. And so we're still in the planning phases, but it's going to be very, very big. And we're very excited. So that's going to be taking a lot of my energies and a lot of that kind of stuff. So another one of the things that I am looking forward to is actually this subsect of podcasts that we have that are going to be hyper specific on events happening during the year. So Valentine's Day, like St. Patrick's Day, 4th of July, Veterans Day, Thanksgiving, Christmas, or particular topics, parenting, finances, all that kind of stuff, like finances going into tax season and that. These are going to be 4 to 6 week podcasts that are going to be housed permanently, and they're not going to have new episodes that are recurring, sort of like a mini series for podcasts, but it'll be a lot of interesting content that's going to be hyper specific on a particular thing. So like if Valentine's Day is coming up, we're going to do 4 weeks of relationships. And so if, you know, Valentine's Day happens to be on a Friday, then or every Friday leading up to Valentine's Day, you're going to get an episode about relationships. And these are going to be housed completely separate from all of our other shows. And so be looking forward to that. And they're going to be housed on the website along with our other platforms anywhere you consume your podcast. So yeah, that'll be a fun little thing. But yeah, and Evan, anything else that you're looking forward to or that you would like to reflect on in 23?
Well, I just want to say that this show is one of the many, many, many highlights of working here.
Yeah, for sure.
It, you know, it's yes, it's something that we can promote and, you know, get listenership and all that, but it's just, it's a blast to produce. It's a blast, well, to record. I've actually made some really cool connections through this show and, you know, started some friendships actually out of it. It just opened a door to a whole bunch of possibilities that I can't even fathom right now.
Yeah.
But I'm very excited for.
Me too. Me too. Well, I think it's time for our sandwich of the week. All right. So with Christmas being over and we're kind of in that holiday hangover period where the whole world is like, do I work? Do I not work? Do I eat Christmas leftovers? Do I prepare black eyed peas for New Year's? Do you ever eat black eyed peas? Have you had black eyed peas, by the way?
I have not had black eyed peas.
They're okay.
Lentils. I'm missing out on much. You know. Oh, lentils.
So, lentils are good. But given the Christmas leftovers, we did a Thanksgiving leftover sandwich. Do you do like a leftover Thanksgiving sandwich or leftover Christmas sandwich?
No, not usually. I'm usually snacking on all the sugary junk that I shouldn't be eating.
All the leftover cookies that Santa didn't eat.
Yep. 100%. 100%.
Yeah. Do you have a sandwich this week?
I actually do have a sandwich this week only because I had a one-on-one meeting with Alex and we decided to take it to a coffee shop.
Nice.
And I found this – I was looking on Google Maps for a little breakfast place to go to. And I found this place in Boulder off of Pearl Street called The Laughing Goat.
Oh, okay.
It's a funny name, but they're a really good like little cafe. And I actually got to try a matcha latte for the first time. I've never had matcha before.
Oh, wow.
It's fairly interesting. It definitely does have a grassy flavor, but I got to try a really good bacon, egg and cheese breakfast sandwich. But what I'm used to when I get a typical breakfast sandwich is a little round hockey puck.
Yep.
But no, this was a big old breakfast sandwich. It was like probably about the size of an iPad mini because we're Blind Level Tech. And yeah, so thinking like maybe 10 inches and diagonally.
That's a gigantic sandwich.
Yeah, it was a pretty big one and it took me forever to eat, but it was delicious beast of a sandwich.
That sounds amazing. Now I kind of want one. Mine was actually going to be along the same lines because I went back and I know this is a repeat sandwich, but I had another one. The cinnamon roll or the cinnamon crusted bagel with bacon and cheese and ham from Panera Bread. Oh my gosh. Like I can't get enough of that stupid sandwich. It's not stupid. It's amazing and it's very yummy. But
and honestly, if a sandwich is good enough, it's probably going to get a double sandwich of the week.
Yeah. Yeah. So like I'm not super picky with my sandwiches, but I keep going back to the ones that I like.
Yeah, me too.
So I appreciate that.
Absolutely. All right.
Well, Evan, anything else from you as we wrap up 2023, this final episode of Blind Level Tech for 2023?
Oh, boy. Well, next year, right at the beginning of the year, is going to be really busy.
Yeah.
We are going to be rebranding to AfterSight. Yep. And that's going to be a big old rebrand. We actually do. I don't think we have I don't know if we listed those here in this episode, but we would like to remind everybody about our feedback lines. We have an email address, soon to be feedback@aincolorado.org, but it will soon be feedback@aftersight.org.
Yeah.
And then we have a telephone number you can call, and plenty of you have, and you can leave voicemails that we will play on air with your tech tips, questions, or anything related to any of our other originals. And correct me if I'm wrong, but that phone number is 720-612-8856.
Close, 712-8856.
712, okay. That was close.
That was it. Yeah. Indeed. So thank you everybody so much for joining us for Blind Level Tech for 2023. Please make sure you share this episode along with our show and comment, subscribe, so make sure you hit those buttons. And actually, if you're listening on Spotify now, I found this out. If you're listening on Spotify, you'll want to make sure that you subscribe and click the 5 stars and all that. But you can actually now go through our episodes and click on different chapters. So if there's something that you want to listen to specifically, then you can scroll to that chapter. Just tap on the little you'll be able to tap on where it says chapters and be able to fast forward. So if we do lists or things like that, you want to go back to like number 4, number 3, or, you know, whatever number, you can just tap on that number and it'll take you right to that section. So very cool, Spotify. Thank you for doing that for all of our podcasts. All right. For Evan Starnes, the AINC staff and family, thank you for 2023 and all of the wonderful memories. Here comes 2024. We'll talk to you later.